an annual event held by the UN nuclear watchdog at its headquarters. This year, over 2,500 participants from 175 member states. Director General Rafael Grossi opened the session, highlighting the organization's main objective: to maintain nuclear safety across the world. Now, more critical than ever, given historic events such as Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Is the root cause.
And that led to this heated debate on Thursday when Canada and Poland spearheaded a joint statement on behalf of 50 delegates, in which they called on the Russian Federation to cease all activities at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant immediately. The IAEA's latest report on safety concerns around the Zaporizhia nuclear plant, delivered in September, raised serious concerns about a possible nuclear disaster if the military activities continue around the plant. The agency has passed two resolutions this year, calling on all parties to cease military activities near the plant. Russia's ambassador to the agency insists his country has no military presence at the plant, but rather national guards, and blamed Ukraine for continuing to attack Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Ambassador Mikhail Ulyanov also called Ukraine's proposal for a demilitarized zone around the plant an unrealistic demand.
I will not comment on the speech of the representative of Russia. I will only say that everything he said is a complete lie.
Iran's nuclear program was in the spotlight as the head of Iran's Atomic Energy Agency delivered the opening speech at the conference. Mohammad Eslami stressed the need for sanctions relief before a return to the 2015 nuclear deal, which saw Tehran limit its nuclear program. Eslami held two rounds of talks with Director General Grossi privately on the sidelines of the conference, the first such meetings between the two men since June. IAEA's latest report on Iran indicates the agency is no longer able to provide reassurances that Iran's nuclear program is entirely peaceful.
As the conference draws to a close, a number of resolutions have passed, one urging the Democratic People's Republic of Korea to abide by the safeguards of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, another one on nuclear safety in the Middle East, calling on all those countries to extend their full cooperation to the Director General so he can do his job, which is to ensure non-proliferation. Whether these warnings will have the desired outcome remains to be seen. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Vienna.